Many of us have a cause that is close to our heart. It could be an organization for which we volunteer, or perhaps we make a regular donation. But when this lady found that her cause did not have an organization, well, she set out to create one on the farm. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Got equipment to sell privately, but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine. Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Sometimes you take on a major project, not for the pay, but rather because it's just the right thing to do. When Jackie Allenbrand met farmers with physical challenges who were in danger of not being able to farm, she began training dogs to help them with specific tasks.
I am not an independently wealthy farmer, but we see the need, and so I've got a lot of good volunteers that help out with this. Don't always get paid in cash, but I get paid in other ways.
She is paid in the reaction of those farmers who Farm Dog USA assists.
Sometimes people think of big burly guys that are farmer, and not always the case. They know that they need some assistance sometimes, and they're grateful. And I've even had some tears at times. One farmer just said to me recently, if I don't get one of your dogs to help me work, I'm going to have to sell my cattle.
The demand is greater than their ability to train dogs, but they are raising money for a facility in Albany, Missouri that will allow them to work year-round with the canines.
We have placed a dog in Nebraska. We have a waiting list now of farmers in Oklahoma, in Indiana, Kansas, some in Missouri. But we are a small group of farmers ourselves, no corporate sponsorship, so we run off small grants that I write and public donations.
And the work is large because this is a unique organization.
We can't find another organization that's training dogs specifically for farmers dealing with disabilities.
Jackie has been leading the effort since 2009. You can catch our full interview with her on our Farming the Countryside podcast, episode number 70, free at your favorite app store or on the AgriTalk app. You can learn more at farmdog.org, and farm is spelled P-H-A-R-M. Traveling the Countryside in Albany, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.